What does it mean to be an image bearer? Have you ever heard that phrase before? Let's start from the very beginning. God made all of creation, but out of all of the creatures, he only made one in his image. That was man. He carefully crafted man to worship and fellowship with him. See, man would ultimately become an ambassador for God. If you don't know what an ambassador is, it's an official representative of a king or a government. We would represent the king of the world. See, God saw that it was not good for man to be alone, so then he created woman. God created us to need fellowship with him, but also with others. See, God was and is in fellowship with the Son and the Holy Spirit. They're three in one. Fellowship with others was always a necessity, not optional. See, in James 3 verse 9, it says that human beings have been made in God's likeness. Being human sets us apart from the rest of creation, but it draws us together as image bearers who were originally designed to reflect their maker. See, Genesis 1, 27 through 28 says, "So God created man in his own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them male and female. God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that crawls on the earth.'" So why is it so important that we understand and recognize that we are image bearers? Because without understanding this, we start to try and place our image in other things. See, we were created to fellowship with God and to give him glory, all of the glory. Here's why this is so important. God wants to fellowship with you. He enjoys you. He desires a personal relationship with you and not just a see you on Sunday type of relationship, to fellowship with you at all times. See, the choice to choose sin in the garden messed this all up for us, and it separated us from living up to our original image. It was stained, tattered, and bruised. But here's the good news. God sent his Son to forgive us of all of our sins and restore our original image so that we could fellowship with God once again. So when you understand that you are an image bearer, then you understand that you were made in God's image, that he wants to fellowship with you and have a deep, fruitful relationship with you, and that you have had purpose from the beginning of time to love God, to love others, and to fellowship with both.